Hello, welcome to episode number 33, Mary McCarthy, Resilience and Grace. Today I'm going to talk about and teach you the 4-7-8 breath. Have you ever had trouble quieting your mind at night to get to sleep? The 4-7-8 breathing technique is an easy yet effective method of calming your body and mind. This technique was conceived by Dr. Andrew Weil, a world-renowned Harvard-trained doctor with a focus on holistic health. Deep, relaxing breathing has been used to soothe the mind for thousands of years and is a key element of meditation and yoga. The actual process of the Dr. Weil 4-7-8 breathing method is very simple, making it a great choice for the end of a busy day. He believes that this breathing technique can help reduce anxiety, can help a person get to sleep, manage cravings, and help with controlling or reducing anger responses. So how does the breathing technique work? It focuses and calms the mind by helping to quiet other thoughts similar to meditation. Some people also benefit from the sense of control they get from this breathing technique. Feeling in control of your breathing and your body helps to soothe anxiety and improve mindset. This breathing technique also has a physiological effect on the body because the deep breathing and increased oxygen makes the body think that your mind is relaxed, and it encourages a resting heart rate. It is basically a command to your body to slow down all of its functions. Dr. Weil refers to the method as a natural tranquilizer for the nervous system. It's a handy sleep tool, but it can also be used to ease anxiety, stress, and even pain during the day. The beauty of this technique is that, unlike sleeping pills that lose their efficiency over time, 4-7-8 breathing actually gets more powerful with repetition and practice. Children can also practice this technique at night to get to sleep. You can adjust the number of seconds or counts for each phase to meet your child's lung capacity. Your child should not be holding their breath for too long or even feel out of breath when they take another inhale or after using this technique. The timings are not as important as getting a child or yourself to concentrate on their breathing. If holding or retaining the breath causes extra anxiety or stress, you can go to a 1-2 ratio of breath. Breathe in for a count of 4 and out for a count of 8. If this amount or number does not feel calming to the mind, you could breathe in for 3 and out for 6, doubling the exhale compared to the inhale. You can also add in a hold at the end of an inhale for 1-2 counts, keeping the breath nice and calm and relaxing to the mind and the body. You practice this technique by breathing in through the nose, holding the breath, and breathing out through the mouth, making a whooshing sound that sounds kind of like this. We will complete 4 rounds together and then rest. Please take a comfortable seat, spine tall, feet flat on the ground, eyes are closed. Prepare the mind and the body for this pranayama practice. We'll begin with just a few easy rounds of breathing, in and out through the nose. Let's begin. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. In, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. In, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. In, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Relax the practice. And breathe with ease. Notice how calm you feel in your mind and your body. Take this tool with you to help you ease your anxiety, stress, help you go to sleep, and live a life of resilience and grace. If you'd like to learn more and receive my monthly newsletter, please sign up for my newsletter online at mary-mccarthy.com. You can take a yoga class with me on my YouTube channel, Mary McCarthy Yoga, and follow me on social media at Yoga by Mary. Thank you very much for joining me. Namaste.